Hey everybody, it's Sam from Pro Wrestling Overtime. And today's topic is different. I didn't realize I used this word so much. But I guess I do. Because many of you have called me on it. And it's the word passion. And I guess probably the last 3, 4, 5 podcasts, I have said people don't look like they have the passion and the desire, or people are passionate. And a couple of you hit me up on DMing me on Instagram, and one of you hit me up on Twitter DM and said, how do you determine passion or help someone get passion? And what if I have a different definition than you? I think a lot of people expected me to say, you know it when you see it. Well, I think you do. But what some of you are forgetting is I was one of the youngest head coaches in the state where I live. I was a head coach at 19 years old while I was going to college at a middle school, and I was an assistant coach at a high school. I ended up coaching 5 different programs, being the head coach at 5 different sports, and have coached on and off throughout my life. Sports, I am a fanatic about. Wrestling, I have been a fanatic about. And I'm one of those people that feel like pro wrestling is a sport. Yes, the outcome is predetermined, but how you get there athletically and how you do things is a sport. If you've ever seen any of them train or work out, practice, even if you've went to a live show, you have seen how big of a sport this is. So I have to kind of tell you guys that at 19 years old, when I was a head basketball coach, I had to define it for some of my middle schoolers. And I didn't just talk about the sport of basketball. Like I said, I coached 5 other sports. But I always wanted people to have a passion for life. So I think I now look for that when I go to live shows, or I watch them on TV, or I stream them, or, you know, I go to the gym or whatever. I look for that in wrestlers. And I truly believe that is one of the reasons why you heard me say it so much in the last couple episodes, is I think there's a big difference in what people show as them being passionate and having a desire. And sometimes, I hate to say it, people lose their passion. They lose their interest. It becomes a job to them. When you talk to wrestlers, so many of them will say, yes, this is my job, but I love it. And I used to do it for free. I used to do it for $25 a night. I used to do it for $75 a night. And I would do it all over again. That's what I'm talking about. So luckily, my mentor and the guy I also listen to now, he is in Wisconsin, completely different state than me, Steve Collins. And then the mentor who was my head coach when I was an assistant coach, really define passion. So I'm going to try to not take up too much of your time, but I want to define passion for you how I see it. Passionate people set the bar high for themselves. They want to be the best at whatever they love, whatever they're passionate about, whether that's a sport like wrestling, or it's something in life, it's something to do with their kids, something to do with themselves. They always set the bar high. And an example that I heard very recently was Impact Wrestling's Taya Valkyrie. She has been in AAA and then has been in Impact Wrestling for quite a while. Her contract ran out on December 31st. And she got offers from a lot of different promotions. She chose to go to WWE, and they, of course, wanted to put her in NXT. She agreed to that wholeheartedly. And I listened to an interview that she did. She's now Frankie Monet. And she said, "It's always been my dream to make it to the WWE. When I was a kid, as I was growing up, as I was becoming a wrestler, the whole entire time, the WWE has been the standard, the highest bar. And when they offered me a chance, it had nothing to do with my husband. I wanted to reach that. And I didn't care if they wanted to send me to NXT for a year, 2 years, however long it takes me, but I want to be on the main roster." And so when you hear wrestlers say things like that, that they're setting the bar high and they're wanting to work towards something, they're showing you part of their passion. And usually their passion is more than just being in the ring. It's about being all around. And so that's the second thing that I always talk about, is it's got to be about life, not just wrestling in a ring. I heard that recently. Someone talked to Randy Orton and said, "You had such a good 2020. What do you think was the turning point for you?" And he said, "I started watching old promos to try to get a handle on not having a crowd, how I could make things be different." And he realized he is one of the better wrestlers around right now, but that his promos had a little bit of lacking, and he worked on them. And if you look at him in January when there are crowds, in March when it starts not having crowds, to the promos he was cutting in December against Drew McIntyre, Alexa Bliss, The Fiend, there's a night and day difference. It's more than just being in the ring. It's more than just being athletic. But I said, it's also about life. And the wrestlers you see that are passionate, whether they're shy, whether they're introverted, whether, you know, they don't like certain fans or whatever, you still see them being there for the fans. I've talked to Jon Moxley. He said one of the hardest things to do is to be taking a red-eye flight home. You're walking in your home, which to him is Vegas, McCarran Airport. And he said, the last thing I want to do is take a selfie with a fan or sign an autograph. He said, but they're so excited. And he said, just seeing them be excited to see Jon Moxley, not Jon Good. He said, how can I turn him down? He said, now, if I'm with my wife and I'm eating dinner, wait, which I think is what every one of them say. But he said, you know, you see me in an airport, you see me going into the arena, whatever. I don't care to take pictures with you. I think about someone like Sasha Banks, who has said she's introverted, that one of the harder things that she had to learn and to work on was talking and spending time with the fans. You see her now, you never would dream that she used to be that way. Especially when you see her with kids. She has a special place in her heart that I'm not going to go into, for special needs kids, for autistic kids. And she absolutely lights up. There's more to her than being a wrestler in the ring. She's passionate about all around, and they become passionate about life. On my basketball team, we really wanted to instill positive talk and get out of a funk very quick. You made a mistake. Great. Let's go. Let's move on. And I think when you're around passionate people that are trying to achieve their goals, they're trying to get better, that are trying to push themselves, they have positive talk. They believe in themselves. They may not always be as confident as you see them this time. Because all of us have our moments of, you know, a little bit of negativity where we don't think we're doing our best. But people that have passion have a tendency to snap out of it because they have something to do. And so in our basketball program, we established the three clap rule. You messed up, you throw the ball out of bounds. It's boom, 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 and you move on. You clap three times, and you can think about that all you want, but at the end of that third clap, it's over. Get your head back in the game. Now, I didn't see her do it at WrestleMania, but Mandy Rose was the epitome of this when she slipped on the ramp. Now, I hated that Randy Orton the very next night made fun of her, and then on Monday Night Raw, of course, they made fun of her. And so she's had to deal with it. The fans have been teasing her. But she had to have some kind of positive talk saying, get right up, act like it didn't happen, it's time for your match. I mean, she was doing some positive talk as she was walking, finishing walking down that ramp. She was getting out of her funk. She had to get her head in that match because she knows as well as any other wrestler that if her head is not in that match, she can get hurt or somebody else can. So you got to see that. You have to set goals, and I know that kind of goes along with number one of setting the bar high. The goals that I'm talking about, though, are not things you can't control. You may hear them on TV in character saying, I'm going to be the AEW Women's Champion. You may hear Dr. Britt Baker say that. But in reality, she has no control over that. Because remember, the outcomes are predetermined. When she wins her championship, it won't be decided by her. When she loses it, it won't be decided by her. However, she can set goals that will help them make her be a champion. That will help her be more athletic. Will help her. She can do agility drills and time them to get quicker. She can run the ropes more to get the feel of them and take bumps more. She can lift weights more. Tessa Blanchard, if you guys have been following her progress, she has been setting goals in the weightlifting area, but also how fast she can climb a rope, how fast can she do a sprint, how fast can she run around cones, how fast can she go through a ladder. So people set goals, and once they reach that goal, they set another one in order to keep challenging themselves because they're passionate about what they do. And passionate people, you see them create a sense of family, a sense of belonging. And you do see that. In AEW, obviously, you see that with the Elite. Guys, yes, that's a name. But the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega truly are friends. They truly talk to each other. They truly hang out with each other. The women in WWE, they have a sense of family. Now, there are little groups in between there, but the whole women's division of WWE, I truly believe, have a sense of belonging with each other and a sense of family and a sense of supporting one another. If something happens to one of them, they really surround each other with positivity because they are passionate about what they do, and they all have came in with the whole mindset, we're going to change things. We had our eyes opened in NXT when we were down there, and when we got to WWE main roster, we decided we weren't going to stand for this, but we couldn't do it one of us. Here, one of us there, one of us fighting and asking for this. No, they created a family and a sense of belonging. They call and check on each other. They talk when they're not anywhere near Tampa, Florida. That's what passionate people do. They push each other. But they also support each other like a family does. So that's what I mean when I use the word, I saw a lot of passion and desire in them, or I didn't see any. There's some that I saw over the past week. I don't think they're going to make it. You know, watching some indie shows, there's some young kids that can, man, jump out of the arena. They're athletic as all get out. They're not passionate about wrestling. They may be passionate about making the money, because when you talk to them, they talk about football and how they had a chance at the NFL, but COVID hit and they really didn't get a good tryout, and they hope they get a tryout this year and da 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 da. That's not showing me personally passion about making it in the wrestling business. Then there are kids like Cole Carter, who I have been watching on the indie scene for a couple years now. He got invited down to AEW last week, and you got to see him in a tag team match on AEW Elevation. And then on AEW Dark, he had his first singles match. Cole is going to make it. He has passion. He has goals. He wants to be all around. And the thing is, he wants to connect to others in AEW, whether they're wrestlers or not, whether they're crew or maintenance or whoever, and he wants to create a sense of family. So remember that name, Cole Carter. He is going to get big. Mark my words. Same thing I see with the Regal Twins. I did a whole episode on them. I have not met them. I have never seen them wrestle live and in person, because they've usually been in the Midwest or West. And so I don't get out there a whole lot. And when I do, it's usually Vegas. And I haven't ever seen them wrestle in person. But from watching them on TV and listening to them talk on different podcasts and hearing others talk about them, they have the passion to make it work. So there, I know this wasn't really about pro wrestling, but since some of you actually wrote me and asked me what my definition of passion is, I wanted to make sure I gave it to you. Now, is it the same as yours? I don't know. Write me and tell me. On Twitter, I'm pro overtime. That's two O's, pro overtime. Yeah, my DMs are open. You can yell at me all you want. On Instagram, it's pro wrestling overtime. Yes, my DMs are open. Yes, you can yell at me. If you want to join a Facebook group, you go up to the search bar. It's all pro wrestling all the time. Hit the join button. Get in there. You can yell at me. It won't bother me a bit. If you just want to write me, it's prowrestlingot@gmail.com. And let me know your definition of passion. And do you have it? Or does your favorite wrestler have it? Or do you hate a wrestler or strongly dislike a wrestler? And when you heard me talking about this, you were like, had a light bulb moment or an Oprah moment, and you were like, that's why I don't like them. Maybe you did. You need to write me and tell me. But anyway, I'll talk to you guys soon, and I'll see you down the road.